This is Not the Average Real Estate Podcast by Not Your Average Real Estate Investor. Dipna Boholt used real estate investing strategies to completely replace the income from her accountancy practice with passive income in just 18 months and has since taught thousands of others to do the same. Welcome to the I Love Real Estate Podcast.
Welcome everyone to today's podcast. My name is Dipna Boholt. And I'm sharing with you another story, another success story in the series of success stories that I'm doing as podcasts. Now, these stories have been taken from live events that I've done where I've had students on stage relaying their stories. And I've taken the audio and I want to share it with you because their stories are remarkable. Their stories tell an amazing story from how you go from A to B, how long it takes, all the ups and downs it takes to actually get there. And I always find stories so inspirational, so motivational. And I know that you're going to do the same. And this next story that I'm sharing with you is no different. This is a story of starting with the wrong strategy. It's a story about starting with buying anything as you can, buying something because you know you need to get into property, but you don't quite know what. You don't know what type of property and what kind of characteristics, and you're not working to a strategic plan. And you end up one day looking back and going, well, I've got a few properties, but they're really not doing anything. They haven't gone up as much as I thought they would, and they're costing me money. Well, that was the start position for this next student I'm going to interview with you on this podcast. And he started with some properties, yes, but those properties were negatively geared. Now, when I say negatively geared, what that means is that the money that comes in from the rent is not enough to cover the expenses on the property, the management fees, the rates, the insurance, all that sort of stuff, and the interest on the mortgage. So it's negatively geared, which means it's negative cash flow. And when something is negative cash flow, what that means is it's costing you money. Now, yes, you can change that, you can claim that negative cash flow against your tax returns. But the problem with that is that you don't get the full amount back. For every dollar that you claim as a tax deduction, you only get back about 70 cents in the dollar. And for this next gentleman, it was even worse because he wasn't even living in Australia. He was living overseas. So whilst he was clocking up a negative cash flow, he wasn't even getting the tax benefits from it. So when he started with I Love Real Estate, he started with a negative cash flow of over $30,000. And he was living in Dubai as an expat. Now, you might think it's difficult to do deals because you're working and you've got commitments and kids and all of those things. Well, this next student had all of that as well. And he was living some 10,000 miles away from where he had to do his property deals. So everything had to be done via email and phone call. So don't be whinging about how difficult your circumstances were. He went in a very short space of time, something like about 13 months. He went from negative cash flow over $30,000 to positive cash flow $56,000. That's over an $85,000 turnaround in 13 months in cash flow, positive cash flow. Now you think about that. You think about what that kind of turnaround would, what that kind of turnaround in your life would do for you. What kind of difference would it make for you? Well, while you're pondering that, I'm going to introduce to you this next student. Now, this recording was done at a live event, and it's part of a series that I'm doing. If you want to catch the full recording and watch the video and see the pictures of the property and all of the numbers and the figures and everything else, you can obviously do that. All you need to do is jump onto my website. iloverealestate.tv is my website, and you can listen to Nathan's story and a whole lot more as well. So let me introduce you to Nathan, a man living in Dubai, family, commitments, negatively geared, $30,000 or over $30,000, and being able to turn that around to positive $56,000 in the space of 13 months. I know you'll love his story. Have a listen.
Good-o. Got a microphone for you? Champ.
Gee, that's hard to beat. Thanks, Chris.
You got your kids coming up here or anything?
No, but I'm waiting for them to grow up so I can do some slave labour too.
It definitely is a strategy we're going to put in ultimately, right?
Yes. That's it, the new one.
So, Nathan, you've been living in Dubai for the last little while.
I have, originally from Adelaide, and I've spent the last 10 years in Dubai. I work for a security company, and I do health and safety. So, yeah, I look after 22 countries, so I spend a lot of time on the plane. I am platinum, but with Emirates, so we're on platinum.
Now, you were actually the first one to ever take me up on my I'll refund your money in full if you replace your income in 3 years.
Really?
How long did it take you?
13 months.
Give a round of applause for that.
There's a story behind that too.
Is there?
Yeah.
So awesome. How did we meet? How did you find out about me?
We met in the bedroom.
Buddy.
Every night I used to go to bed and I'd be looking at real estate 15 hours away, other side of the world. And I want to get into this property game. You know, I had some properties and they were killing me. So I'm looking one night and this lady pops up and I'm trying to look for some investment courses that I could do online from Dubai. But nothing come up. But then I found you. Mm-hmm. I looked at some of the videos on YouTube and then we go on from there. So my family, I have two young kids, my wife, and we go back to Adelaide every year so we can see the grandparents, and I drop them off for 8 weeks and I take them back. They stay there for summer, 50 degrees in Dubai in summer. So they come back to Adelaide, spend some quality time, and then in that time, then I flew to Melbourne and I come to...
So you did actually make it to a one-dayer?
It was a two-dayer.
Oh, okay.
Back then. And I remember I was sitting over in the corner over here and there was a gentleman next to me. It's a bit like Michael, sorry, she's a shonk. What do you think? Oh, it's expensive. Oh, I don't know. And he kept on walking out of the room. And I wish I could see him today and just tell him what is possible if you actually put your mind to
That's it.
Because he sat there and he just was a cynic the whole time.
Yep.
And once I got that thing, I was like, I'm going to change. So
good.
So
okay.
Thank you.
So where were you starting from?
So this is my slave labour growing up. where was I? Like I said, before I started, I travel 5-6 months a year, so I live on a plane. I had 5 properties, negatively geared. As you can see, 33,000 below or negative. But when the Australian dollar was good and everyone was going over to the US to buy property, it was actually hurting me a lot more because the exchange rate, I get paid in local currency, which is linked to
the US dollar.
So I went up to $1.16 and I was actually sending more money home to service that. So it was actually a lot more than the 33.
Yeah.
Now it's changed. It was 33 when I started the course.
Okay. Well, that would have been hurting.
Yep. So went to the course. Talk about the strategy. You have to look at your own property. So I ring Andrew at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, Andrew, I need to come and see you. And he goes, yeah, I can fit you in about 3 weeks' time. I said, no, Andrew, I need to get in the next 24 hours. He said, well, I said, I'm back on a plane. I need to go through my properties. So like Chris said, you know, if you get knocked back, you got to know this is what I want. So I said, things are going to change. So we did it. So we went through the list. So we had 2 properties. I bought one in Cairns and one down South Australia. And he said, get rid of them. They're killing you. You can't move forward. So within that, the next couple of months, I did a small reno on one of them and got rid of it. And the other one sold as well.
That got you freed up to be able to move forward.
Yeah.
Which is often the case, as we talk about. Sometimes you've got to have a sacrificial lamb. You had 2 of them.
Yeah, and looked at the interest rates, changed a bit, so that was saving a bit of money also.
Okay. So that's your renovation on one of them, was it?
So this is the first one. My wife came back. We had a property on the beach. Like I said, if you want something, you can get it. My wife and I, we wanted to live on this beachfront, this area, and this was our dream to have a place on the beach. So we're walking along with our daughter who was just born and we're targeting every property that we could look
did
at.
Did you write a mauve letter?
No. I didn't. I actually went and knocked on the door.
Oh, there you go.
So I knocked on the door and there was a gentleman renting and he said to me, no, I don't own it, but I can give you the details. I said, cool, I'm interested in buying. He said, well, come in. So he took us through the house and
cool.
It just worked out the owner had bought the one next door as well and he was looking to sell very shortly. So in that time, we bought it. 8 months later, we come back, mm-hmm. and we're doing a renovation. And after the 2 days boot camp, I thought, shit, we have to change a lot of things here. And I thought, let's not do something small, let's do big. Mm-hmm. So she stayed on another 2 weeks, my wife, and we turned it into this. And it is unbelievable. We didn't even think about Airbnb or executive rentals. In the first 9 months, we've made $62,000 just by doing Airbnb and executive rental. So really good.
Setting yourself up for when you do come back that you can move in there.
That's the plan.
Very good.
Well, actually, it's too good a cash flow to move into.
So you're going to buy the one next door. Okay.
So then I thought, well, you know, next week's thing is get into the development. I know nothing. Let's build four. So I looked, I bought this in a regional town in South Australia. I bought this house on just under 2,000 squares. So I didn't know what an option was. Put it on an option, did all my due diligence, organised my finance, went to council and said, can I build this? Changed a few things. And I've, in the process now of building four at the back, which you'll see later.
So that's this one?
That's that one.
Yep.
I engaged someone over the internet. Renovation, we did, you know, a smaller renovation, kitchen, bathroom, painting, and now that's rented out for $320 a week.
Very good.
Can I just ask, you were doing all that whilst you're over in Dubai?
Yeah.
Holy moly, like that's as we all know, doing a subdivision and doing a renovation, as we know, you know, it's pretty intense. So really, you know, that's a huge mission to and you know, to accomplish, and really, really,
you know, we talk about distance, but Dubai's
and the time zone is a factor,
yes,
too.
True.
Yeah, totally.
So obviously we're 7 hours behind. So if I wake up late, mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time to communicate with people.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. My first month doing this, my phone bill was $1,800. And I thought, oh, geez, I've got to change this. So trying to get onto Skype, other measures.
Yep.
But that's
Skype's really good.
It is for a young generation.
come on! I like Skype!
The planners, the architects, they don't want to use Skype.
Oh, okay.
So there's that other factor, how do you communicate?
But you put your money into Skype and then you're normally.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I know. Now.
Now.
So this is the one which is underway.
Yep.
The slabs have been poured and finished last week. So
very
it's
typical Adelaide design.
Yeah, beautiful. That's what they want.
That's it. It's exactly right. In Adelaide and South Australia, you've got to stick with what they want. Don't go out of the box.
And we spoke about education. I come to the boot camp also another time.
Yep. When you were back.
I come back in March.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want something, you've got to make it happen. I flew in on a Friday morning at 6 o'clock from Dubai. I did the 3-day boot camp and flew out that night on Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Man, that's got to be commended.
Far out. Come
so
on, that is pretty awesome.
I reckon.
Respect you for that.
So if you want something, you make it happen.
Yeah.
Especially getting through day one. Yeah, tax. Oh, yeah. Far out, man. You got the whole structure and piggy bank. What are we doing here? Well done.
Sleeping on a plane.
Yeah, and so Chris was talking about look at your properties that you already have. So I had this property that I had for 15 years or so, not quite, and I used to just rent them out the two Torrens Titled, and I had them rented for $265 each, and then I started to get some more education, went into high res and mm-hmm. understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, okay, so did another reno, which we changed the lounge room into another room. So we went from 4 bedrooms to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can see that's increased from 9,000 cash flow to 26.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
So that's all starting to add up with some decent cash flow. So you're paying tax in Australia as well now.
Yes. Which is good. Tax is good. At least you're making money.
That's exactly perfect. Right. You're making money. So what have we done here?
So then I went into a regional town again and I bought this one. A friend of mine, she looks after the homeless and she's the CEO. So we sat down and thought, how can we give back? And mm-hmm. this country town needed some accommodation. So we sat down and went through everything. So, and then I found this, which hasn't worked out. And what's happened is I've turned it into a 3-bedroom to a 4-bedroom, a little renovation. But the people that we were looking to have, they're not interested or they don't want to move into this accommodation. So unfortunately, some of the homeless people in this area would prefer to live in their cars than actually live with other men in this house, in this area. So I'm just going to get rid of this. I'll make some profit and move on to the next deal. It's just too difficult to try and fill. So
okay.
Move on.
All right. Still made a profit?
Yep. This is so Henley, which is really good. My next door neighbour, he's got a one bedroom over his garage. Mm-hmm. So I'm just copying him. As you can see on the right hand side, shaded out, that is his one bedroom that he rents out. He rents that out for $420 a week. So I'm working off that number. So I'm just building this one bedroom at the back of my, the first property you saw.
Yep.
And I'll just rent that out full time. And that's another uplift because there's no extra cost to do it on your own property that you already got. So small cost anyway.
And that's through a just private certifier?
Yeah, just getting it done.
So the time frames is, you know, a lot less rather than going through a full DA. So it's really good to look at your portfolio.
That's a cool design above a garage though. It's really cool.
Great cash flow too.
And it looks pretty.
It's awesome.
Okay.
And this one, we're just getting quotes now. This is a unit. We've got a two-bedroom unit on the beach. We're looking to renovate that one and then do Airbnb with that. So that's just, we're just going through that now to get ready to renovate.
And you reckon you make about $9,000 on that cash flow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice for you too. So why are we doing all of this?
Like I said, I live on a plane and I'm sick of living on a plane. So, you know, everyone's got a story. And, you know, I grew up without a father. He was an alcoholic. My mum separated when we were 18 months old. And I always said I wanted to be the father I never had. And I'm doing that now. Mm-hmm. So putting the steps in so I can come back and, you know, do renovations.
How much passive income have we got at the moment? Is it on the slide?
No, at the end it is.
Okay, we'll get there in a minute then. So what are your learnings out of the process?
Learnings? Well, I was telling Brad yesterday and he told me off because he didn't get it right, so I won't try that. Fail to plan, your plan to fail. So put in a plan and stick to it. Have your goals. I had a vision board. If you just want to go to the last slide, keep going. So this certificate that Dipna was talking about, I had, as I woke up every morning, I'd have a shower and get changed and put my shirt on to go to work. And I'd open my cupboard and I just saw this certificate and it had the $55,000 in 18 months. And I looked at it every day and I said, I need that to get what I want. And I've got that. And we're just putting in place things in place so I can come back to Adelaide and do it full time.
Mm-hmm.
So more, you know, family's big for me. Giving back.
That's just your equity position from one to the other. And your cash flow, of course.
Yeah, so after those other deals are done, by the end of the year, hopefully, mid-year, $100,000 cash flow. So, it's been
and that's enough for you to come back?
Yeah, I should do.
Okay.
It's a good start.
So that'll obviously give you serviceability, because you started with me at 33 negative, and you've turned that around in 13 months to 56 positive, which you got your certificate and I refunded everything.
Amazing.
And then you want another year, mid-next year?
Yeah, well, I have to put a few things in place to come back and, you know, tax things and all that before I come back. And then, we'll be back here full time.
Good.
Mm.
Very good. Well, nice. Well done.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you very much, Nathan. Well done.
So, what did you think of Nathan's story? I'm sure if you're sitting there and you've got negatively geared investment properties right now, his story is going to be pretty motivational for you. All you've got to do is get yourself educated and work to a strategic plan. Now, that does involve having some people around you to assist and help you. I have accountants, I have lawyers, I have strategists right around the country that you can tap into and sit down with one-on-one and work through a proper business plan to get you from A to B, to get you from the pain of negative gearing to the absolute joy and pleasure of having passive income. And then building that to such a sizable passive income that you can live off that passive income. Now, when that happens, what it means is your life is now choice. You choose what you do with your time. You choose what you do day to day. What does your day look like? Because the money to support you and your family to live on is coming in automatically. You don't even have to think about it. Wouldn't that be fantastic? I want you to think about that for yourself. Is that something you'd like? Now, for some of you, you know, you're in professional jobs and you love your job, and I'm happy with that. But it's great to have choice, because a job, no matter how great it is, it's never guaranteed and it's never secure. So I want you to start thinking strategically, start working to a business plan, and start working to a plan that can provide you a passive income that you can live on for the rest of your life and support yourself and your family and friends around you. So please take that on board. Nathan is a great inspiration with that. He's now living back here in Australia. He's able to live off his passive income. He's doing a few more deals. He's actually involved in the I Love Real Estate community, helping out some others of my students. So isn't that a great turnaround from being stuck in a negatively geared investment position? Hope you enjoyed his story. I know I did listening to it again. And come and listen to me on another podcast sharing another story in this series. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye now.